Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com, right, Giovanni?
Yeah, Jim, it's uschamber.com. We have a lot going on there. Certainly, ask your viewers to visit the website.
And Giovanni's been a member of our Brain Trust now more than 10 years and works really hard for every day up there for you folks. I don't even want to think about what we'd be facing if it weren't for Giovanni lobbying and working hard for you and me and keeping us informed. Giovanni, we keep coming back to Obamacare because it's going to be the most pervasive element in our lives. It's going to affect our finances. It's going to affect national economics. It's going to affect the political world. It's going to be everywhere. And one of the things that I want you to report to us on is what's going to happen this fall for small business owners. We got pushed off a year in terms of being able to get access to the exchanges. But all that's going to come due again. It's going to come around again sometime, I guess, in October of this year. What's it going to look like when that happens?
Well, the SHOP Act, which is supposed to equalize competition for insurers for small businesses, was delayed a year. But the biggest shocker for small businesses with their health care is going to occur in October. And the reason for this is a lot of small businesses have renewed their plans or under the grandfather plan before the end of this year. A lot of the rules that they will be subject to will not be imposed until next year.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Generally, if you have a small business with 100 workers or less, you're not subject to the fact that age, the use of tobacco. There's only three particular issues that you could distinguish premiums on. Next year, when you try to renew your coverage, your health insurance provider will have to take those into account. Thus, your older workers are going to get more of a benefit, and your mm-hmm. younger workers are going to get less of a benefit and higher costs. So if you have a company that has older employees, your health insurance may be the same or go down a little bit. But the younger your workforce is, mm-hmm. the more expensive it's going to be for you.
And what if they what if they opt out of that? What's that going to cost them? What's that going to take?
Well, if they opt out of providing health care insurance, and a lot of small businesses are doing that, they're forced onto the exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
The exchanges have the same issues in the sense that there's a bevy of taxes that will force your higher paid workers to pay more and your lower paid workers to actually get subsidies. So Obamacare is picking winners and losers.
That's one of the trademarks of the Obama administration, Giovanni, on every level. But the interesting thing, Giovanni, we went on the exchanges ourselves to see what would happen. We're currently grandfathered. I'm not sure what's going to happen this fall, but my family is currently grandfathered. My business situation is currently grandfathered because we had our policy in place for a long time. But we went online to enter the exchanges just to see what would happen if we had to buy one of those policies. And it was much more expensive than our grandfathered policy, and for much less coverage.
Yep, and we had there's a small business in Michigan that said, "Look, instead of giving you coverage, we're going to give you $2,400. You can do what you want with it. You can buy insurance on the exchange." Mm-hmm. Basically, what happened is the lower paid workers were able to get subsidies, and they were happy.
Mm-hmm.
The higher paid workers had to pay their out of pocket costs went from $1,000 to $6,000, and if they're families, it went to $12,000.
Right.
Plus their costs went up. So I mean,
well, the thing about it is, and one thing is we need to point out, Giovanni, if you don't need the subsidy, you don't have to go through the exchanges. There's a you can still go through a private market. The problem is those other policies still have to comply with Obamacare mandates, so they're going to be more expensive than they need to be. In my case, for example, I don't need pediatric dental care, but yet I'm going to have to pay for it. But that's one thing. But if you need the subsidy, you have to go through the exchanges, and that means you have to pay pay for the policies that are in the exchanges. You can't go out of the exchanges and get the subsidy.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be a very difficult time next year for small businesses.
Yep.
Most small businesses just renewed their current policies, and brokers
mm-hmm.
trained them to do that so that they wouldn't have to fall under the 10 minimum benefits and some of the other age, the bracketing, the community.
Are you concerned that this constant barrage of bad news about Obamacare? And folks, we're not hoping it's bad news. We can see it. This is real stuff that's cooked into the cake. Are you concerned that this kind of constant bad news is going to affect the economy, Giovanni?
Well, I think so. On the lower end, on small businesses,
yeah.
And that's half the economy.
That's right. That's right. USChamber.com, right?
Yes.
Hey, Giovanni, good job. Keep up the good work up there. All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Come back again real soon. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.